Here's the deal, okay? You go right ahead. You go right ahead and enjoy everything that took place last night at PPG Paints Arena. I'm out. I'm out at least as far as, I don't know. I'm just out. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. It's not one you're going to like. It comes your way regardless, bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates where you found this. Penguins 2, Predators 0. I'm not buying what they're selling. Penguins outshot the Predators 45-28. I am not buying what they're selling. The Penguins committed themselves to playing tight defense throughout the evening, giving up very, very few quality scoring chances, forechecking, pressuring the puck in all three zones. I am not buying what they're selling. Jason Zucker scored yet again. He's got 26 goals. Jake Guentzel scored yet again. He's got 34. He's got 10 goals in his last 13 games. I mean, I can usually buy on those guys, so I'll make that one an exception, especially with Zucker. The Penguins played a good game. And you know what? They could play a terrible game. They could play a terrible period the next time they come out onto the ice. And I'm not just saying that because the Bruins are next on Saturday. In fact, what could drive you even more nuts is that they'd play great against Boston. They could beat Boston the same way Nashville just beat Boston this week. Same Nashville. And they'd go out and stink it up the next night against the Flyers. And until this team puts things together game after game after game, and I'm not even talking about results because I don't think that's fair. Otherwise, you'd be measuring everybody on a bar of 82-0. I'm just talking about the approach, the commitment, the passion, the understanding, not only of the gravity of the situation since the Florida Panthers won again, but also understanding that there's only one way out of it, and that's that they have to do what they did in this game last night against the Predators in every game. They at least have to try it. And this was one game. And I was just in Detroit and covered a completely different game. Here's what Mike Sullivan had to say last night.
And it's a lot of the little things. It's the wall play. It's our willingness to block shots. It's our fierce, you know, compete level at the net fronts and tying up sticks and things like that at both ends of the rink. And I thought our guys, you could see it in their body language out there from the bench. Certainly, we could see it that the intent was in the right place. And I think that's something we can build on as well.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that it's something they can build on. Oh, I guess I can buy that it's something that they can build on. They just don't. And they won't. And you're going to see the same thing play out this weekend in one form or other until they show that it's not the case, which has yet to happen over 5 full months of this season. Tristan Jarry, how about that? Comes back. 28 saves, back in the net, back with the goaltender, as I'd mentioned earlier in the week, that this team really needs to commit to in one way or another, meaning if he's really hurt, find out if he's really hurt. If he's not, then go right ahead and play him. Let him try to accumulate some confidence, get on some kind of roll. He remains this team's best hope for coming up with any kind of consistency. Of those 28 saves, a couple of them came on clean breakaways, and Jarry stood really tall on both of those, made them look like no contests. Are you buying on that one? Huh? Are you? Here's some of what Jarry had to say.
Yeah, the 2 points are huge. That's all we're going for at this time of year. Every time we go on the ice, we want to put our best game forward, and I think we were able to do that tonight. We need the points, and I think that helps us a lot.
Okay, I can never really put myself in a position to buy or sell anything that he says because there's never really all that much to it, as you just heard, but that's what he had to say, and that was the performance that he had. If you can find it in yourself to look at what happened last night and say, oh yeah, this is it. This is the start of something special, you go right ahead and do that. I'm not there. Talk to me after the coming weekend. Maybe I'll get there. Maybe not. But it would have to be something along the lines of Denver and Dallas and Washington. And oh, wait, what happened after that? I don't know. You know what? I know nobody likes to hear this, okay? Nobody wants to, you know, press play on something called Daily Shot of Penguins and hear somebody dump all over everything. I'm not that guy. By nature, I'm really not. But this has become exasperating, following, covering, and attempting to analyze and explain this hockey team. And they haven't, in my eyes, earned the right to put in a performance like that one last night and say, yeah, this is it. This is it. Here we are. This is what we've been waiting for. Just keep doing it. And then do it again. And then do it again, kind of like that scene in Miracle when Herb Brooks was chasing his Team USA guys up and down the ice. Do it again. Do it again. When we come back, J1Q. Today's J1Q comes from Peter, who says, with the way Jari showed that he can backstop a team with that shutout and the way he has performed over stretches, is it possible to sign him to a deal with a lower dollar amount but with incentives based on games played, basically make it worth his time to actually want to be the workhorse? Every time a suggestion like this comes from anybody in any sport, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. And I understand how the regular workforce handles this sort of thing. You know, when somebody can just work anywhere they want, or they might look like they're a little bit extra desperate to work at your place for whatever reason. But when you're a free agent in professional sports, you got your pick. No one is going to be able to put a true free agent into the kind of position that you're talking about. Well, prove it to us. You show us. No. Say, I'll just leave you and go play somewhere else. Because I've got credentials. I've got an NHL resume. I've got an all-star game on the ledger. I, you know, was a top five, top six save percentage guy a couple of years ago in the league. Why would I do this? Why would he do this? Why would anybody even take that to him? They wouldn't. Nobody would. So again, while I appreciate your sentiment, and I also appreciate that, you know, not everybody follows sports economics and stuff like that. To me, the more realistic and more compelling question is, what do you do with him? It's not that, but do you entertain approaching him with a long-term offer thinking that you're going to be able to buy low? I've thought about this. When Jari's healthy, I mean, Jake Guentzel referred to him last night after the game as a world-class goaltender, and right now, you know, that's going to get you a snicker because of the kind of season that he's had, but when you are top five, top six, even top 10 in save percentage in the NHL, and Jari's shown that he can be that consistently when he plays, you can get a bargain there. It's something to at least weigh if you're the Penguins, regardless of who's the GM this offseason. And you just might get yourself a steal. You might get yourself a situation, too, where you can go ahead and sign him, but then maybe sign like a 1B type as opposed to a Casey DeSmith, who could be there for all the games that Jari misses, or as a, you know, an insurance policy of some kind, even for the longer term, get somebody else to compete with him, maybe bring up you know, somebody young. Crazy thought there, right? Nobody ever talks about that in Penguin's Land. But that's, man, I can't even come up with a healthy hypothetical. I don't have any idea even what I'd offer him or that I'd want to offer him something. I do know that the free agent class of goaltenders isn't all that attractive. I do know that it's not super easy to get somebody else's starter away from them via trade. So, yeah, right? Maybe none of us have answers when it comes to this. I do appreciate the question. I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We'll have another one of these on Monday, in which I promise, maybe, possibly, that I'll be a little bit more upbeat if they can continue to show this, you know?